Welcome back, beautiful souls, to my channel Blissfully Living. I'm very excited to share with you my work. This is the first episode of a series of episodes I'm going to release on the power of the I Am Presence. I hope that this will touch your heart and will influence your life in a positive way. Let me know what you think of the video. Leave a comment and subscribe to my channel to support my work. Awaken the mind and find who you truly are with the I Am Presence. I vividly recall an impactful moment 4 years ago when I encountered the phrase I Am in a YouTube video by the spiritual teacher Rupert Spira. His talk on these two simple words made me feel tingles go through my spine. Although I had learned and used the words I Am previously, they had merely registered as a first person pronoun, lacking any profound significance. The I Am Presence teaching is simple and practical. I want to first highlight that there is nothing mystical or spiritual about the words I Am. It is the most practical and powerful teaching that I have found, with the power to transform your mind, heart, and actions. So what is the I Am Presence teaching? I Am simply means awareness of being, or pure aware being. The first step to illuminate the meaning of these words in your own experience is to ask the question, what is the I in the I Am in my own experience right now? You can test this in your own experience. The I is like the eyes that we have. It is that which observes, witnesses, or is aware of your experience. The only thing in your experience that can be referred to as I is awareness itself. When we inquire into our experience, we notice that we are first simply pure awareness before we experience the physical world, our thoughts, or even our bodies. Can the I be anything prior to awareness? It is impossible, as there must first be a witness, an observer, before anything can be experienced. Try to imagine something being experienced without awareness. It is impossible. Awareness is a necessary and the first element of experience present in all possible experiences. Without awareness, nothing can be experienced or even imagined. The am in your experience refers to your being. Your being is the core of your reality. It is the sense of amness that something is present now. There's something here in my experience which exists in some fundamental way. The reason it's hard to say much about these two words is that their reality is beyond words. These words I'm using are like pointers attempting to take you to experience your awareness of being. And I Am is one inseparable reality. Pure aware being is one. Awareness of being is one. How so? Our sense and experience of being, our sense of existence, is always coupled with the experience of awareness. We have never, or could ever, experience our being without awareness. We cannot even imagine existing here or being present without awareness, as we need awareness to be the presence and witness. We need awareness to be the presence for life and all that we experience. So you may ask, okay, I get it, but what is the significance of all of this? When we pay attention to the contents of our experience, all of what we experience, they can be likened to the movies you watch on the screen of the awareness of being, or on the screen of the I Am. They are always changing, and nothing really lasts. The nature of our experience is much like the movies. It is that of change and impermanence. What we experience, the colors, the shapes, feelings, and thoughts, are like the movies that are played on the screen. The changing reality of thoughts, feeling, and the physical world appears within the changeless screen of the I Am. When we are absorbed in the movie, we never really spot a screen, which is the background, true reality that is producing the pixels on a screen. Awareness of being is very much the same. Because of its refined nature, like the screen, it is subtler than the most subtle of things. If you do not bring awareness to it, you will miss it. Awareness will miss itself. In fact, the first time I had this powerful realization was when my teacher, Rupert Spira, told us to become aware of awareness, of nothing particular, like a physical or mental object, just awareness, resting in awareness, awareness being aware of nothing but of itself. Remember, these are not words you're supposed to read and understand. They're more like poetry or music. I am trying to evoke in you your own awareness of being, your own awareness of your I am presence. I remember vividly, as soon as Rupert told us to become aware of awareness, a new world suddenly opened up in front of me. A new world expanded in front of my eyes. I'd always been aware. However, my I am presence, my awareness of being, had been too focused on the dance of life happening right in front of itself. Like when watching a movie, we get lost in the movie and forget who we are. Another great analogy is like when we're playing a really engaging video game. And we're so immersed in the video game that we begin to identify with the character of the game. And we forget that we are not the character, but the player outside of the game. Similarly, in life, our body, mind, and the world of our experience are subject to pain, hurt, and disappointment. But our awareness of being, our I am presence, is free from these limitations, though being intimate with all that we experience. We can never have true peace while we are identified with the character of our lives, because its very nature is changing and subject to imperfections of anxiety, fear, disappointment, shame, guilt, and all of the limiting human experiences. We just somehow forgot who we are. We forget that we are this pristine stillness whose very nature is peace and wholeness. Awareness of being is never moved by that which moves in life. As such, its nature is peace and stability. Our I am presence is whole, as it doesn't lack anything or need anything, unlike our minds and bodies, which are constantly bombarded by desires and needs. It is impossible to have true peace in that which changes. When we turn back our attention and become aware of our I am-ness, when we become aware of being aware, we discover something in our experience that never changes and never desires for anything. So how do I test that it is changeless? We can verify this by closing our eyes, simply introspecting and noticing that it was with the same awareness of being that we were aware of our experience 10 years ago or 7 years ago, that we are aware of our experience today. I want you to contemplate this, to feel this, that it was with the same awareness of being that you were aware of your experience 10 years ago, that you're aware of your experience today. Our I am presence, or the presence of our being, is an ever-present and unchanging reality. It is always whole and lacks any desires. It is the stable, permanent, and unchanging background behind the unstable, impermanent, and changing contents of our experience. It is wholeness itself. Wholeness, the experience of wholeness, is the experience of being in a state of no desire and no need. When we ask the question, has our I am presence changed? Did our awareness of being change? Has our awareness changed? Awareness always remains in the same still and pristine condition, despite all of the changing experiences of life. One day I was sad, the next day happy, and today I realize that happiness and sadness change, but the awareness, the I, always remained the same. I remained untouched through the sadness and happiness. The fact is that our I Am presence, the witness, aware being, never changes. Thus, true lasting peace is found only in our own I Am presence. So how do I test that it is whole without lacking anything? How do I test that our awareness of being, our I Am presence, is wholeness itself? And remember, the experience of wholeness is the experience of happiness. Because wholeness and happiness is the experience of no desire, no need, feeling of completeness, the feeling and experience of fulfillment, right? When we are looking for happiness in life, we are in fact looking for wholeness, which is the feeling of lacking nothing and needing nothing. It is a feeling of absolute fullness, gratitude and joy for no reason, but for the pure experience of our own I Am presence, of our true nature. When we delve into the experience of the I Am presence, it needs nothing, lacks nothing, and what we feel in this experience is wholeness, without a need for anything from outside of the I Am presence. This is the very experience of true joy, peace and happiness, the experience of feeling whole. Our I Am presence is the true light, the most precious jewel that remains hidden for most human beings. But you, my friend, you have a chance now to be aware of your inner light, to be aware of this most precious jewel that remains hidden for most of the human beings. By simply bringing your awareness to your own I Am presence, to your awareness of being, you can ignite this sacred fire within you, and it shall grow with ever more luminosity and brilliance the more you direct your loving awareness to it. Love is the other aspect that brings together the forces of your energy, attention and awareness to be directed towards something. So try it now. Direct your loving awareness towards your own I Am presence, towards the presence of this awareness of being. This expansion brings an expansion of peace, wholeness and the feeling of true freedom. True freedom from the imperfections of the changing reality of life. True freedom from all that binds us to this world. True freedom from all of our attachments. The next step towards understanding or knowing with our heart and introspecting into the nature of this I Am presence is to introspect in your own experience of the I Am, in your own experience of the awareness of being, and notice its qualities of transcendence and being eternally present. Do not be put off by these words and think they are too philosophical. It couldn't be further from the truth. Again, I'm using these words to evoke in you the experience of these qualities. So it helps if you close your eyes now and then introspect as you're listening to this. Go to your own experience of your I Am presence, to the awareness of being, and notice that awareness of being does not have a location anywhere specific in the physical world. It is simply present and aware, and is experienced everywhere, but nowhere particular, right? The glasses on your table have a local nature. You can point to the position in space, awareness of being, despite being present. I cannot point to where it is. This is a profound realization. We realize that our I Am presence is actually transcendent or beyond the physical reality. It doesn't seem to have a local nature like all of the objects in the physical space. Awareness of being is intimate with the physical world, and this intimacy is experienced as the presence of oneness, which pervades the physical space. In fact, all experiences, whether mental, emotional, or even the experience of the physical world, appears in awareness. Awareness of being your own I Am presence can be likened to a spherical container within which all possible experiences are experienced. The sphere is intimate with our experience of life, but is simultaneously free and transcendent from it. The next one is, I Am is eternally present and beyond time. Again, close your eyes and feel this with me. Try to feel it in your being. I Am is eternally present and beyond time. Our I Am presence, our awareness of being, is really beyond time. Hence why I said earlier that it is eternally present. If we close our eyes and simply bring our oneness to our own I Am presence, to our experience of it, it is always in the now. And this experience of now is not an experience that is going through a straight line of past, present and future. If this were the case, our experience of presence of this awareness of being should be different each time. But the experience of the I Am, when we go to this experience, it is an experience of something that is not moving in a line of time. It is always present in the stillness of the now and in the same experience of the now. Try to go to yesterday's experience. Imagine, visualize, and really go to yesterday's experience. Don't think of it. Return there for a moment and notice its qualities. Notice how yesterday's experience of your I Am, of your awareness of being, is the same experience as today's experience of your I Am presence. From what we experience, our I Am is not moving through time. As such, we can say it is eternal and beyond time. In fact, if we notice, it is within the eternal now that we create time. It is within the eternal now that we use our thoughts and create past, present and future. The question then is, how is time experienced at all? It is through the faculty of our mind that we think of this eternal experience of the I Am and separate it into past, present and future. But the reality of our experience is that awareness of being is always experienced in the now, and it is not now in time, it is an eternal now. As the experience of it is always the same and never changing, and it's never affected by the changing reality of the physical world or the world of thought and feeling. I want to give you an example to illuminate this reality experientially, without keeping you in the thinking mind. Again, we are trying to go beyond the mind and feel something deeper. Have you noticed the times when you are overthinking or daydreaming, how the experience of time seems to be slow and fragmented? In contrast, when you are in the flow with life, whether it is playing sports, music, or doing something like writing, the experience of time is in fact non-existent. When you are totally engaged with life, you get a glimpse into the reality of your own I Am presence. You get a taste of eternity. Life is experienced in one joyful flow. When you look back at these moments, you realize how 4 hours felt like 5 minutes, because you were not thinking, you were simply being with life freely and joyfully. In these moments, you are fully in the now, engaged with life, fully one with the presence of your I Am. When we are having these experiences, we always experience now as one seamless flow of experience, and not as separate past, present and future experiences. The experience is one, and it flows as one. We become fully one with the eternal now. And if we introspect into these experiences, we gain a profound insight into the nature of ourself, our I Am presence, which is always eternally present now. So to summarize, our true nature, who we are, is beyond space and beyond time. You, my friend, you are not limited by the human condition. You, my friend, you are beyond the limitations of space and time. Space does not limit you. Time does not limit you. So go and blossom in your transcendent I Am presence and bring its qualities of peace, power, wholeness to your thoughts, feeling, and actions, and perfect your life. The more you feel this I Am presence, the more you bring its perfections into your day-to-day life. If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to subscribe to my channel and leave a comment and let me know what you think. Thank you.